వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతినైష్టికి శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం చాప్టర్ 1 చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ 26 చాప్టర్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర గత స్వార్థం ఇమం దేహం విరక్తో ముక్త బంధన అవిజ్ఞాత గతిర్ గత్యాత్ సవై ధీర ఉదాహృత గత స్వార్థం ఇమం దేహం విరక్తో ముక్త బంధన అవిజ్ఞాత గతిర్గత్య సవై ధీర ఉదాహృత గత స్వార్థం ఇమం దేహం విరక్తో ముక్త బంధన అవిజ్ఞాత గతిర్గత్య సవై ధీర ఉదాహృత మెటీరియల్ బాడీ విరక్త ముక్త బంధన ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆబ్లిగేషన్ అభిజ్ఞాత గతి అన్నోన్ డెస్టినేషన్ జగ్యాత్ వన్ షుడ్ గివ్ అప్ దిస్ బాడీ సహ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ వై సడన్లీ ధీర అన్డిస్టర్బ్ ఉదాహృత ఇట్ సెడ్ టు బీ సో ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బాడీ ఇస్ వన్ గేట్ టు బాక్ వేదాంత సమేశ్వర ప్రభా. He is called undisturbed, who goes to an unknown, remote place and free from all obligations, quits his material body, where it has become useless. He is called undisturbed, who goes to an unknown, remote place and free from all obligations, quits his material body, when it has become useless. శ్రీ నరసింహనాథ్ ఠాకూర్ ఏ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ ఆచార్య గౌరీ వైష్ణవ్ అత్యే ఇస్తాం మై లార్డ్ ఐ హావ్ సింప్లీ వేస్టెడ్ మై లైఫ్ హావింగ్ ఒబ్టైన్డ్ ది హ్యూమన్ బాడీ ఐ హావ్ నెగ్లెక్టెడ్ వర్షిప్ యువర్ లార్డ్షిప్ అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఐ యామ్ విల్లింగ్ టు జాయిన్ బాడీ. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ ది హ్యూమన్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఎస్పెషలీ మెంట్ ఫర్ కల్టివేటింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ సర్వీస్ టు ది లార్డ్ వితౌట్ విచ్ లైఫ్ బికమ్స్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ యాంగ్జైటీ అండ్ మిజరబుల్ కండిషన్. Therefore, one who has spoiled his life without such cultural activities, being advised to leave home without knowledge of friends and relatives, and being thus free from all obligations, family, society, country, etc., given the body at some unknown destination, so that others may not know where and how he has met his death. Dhira means one who is not disturbed, even by the sufficient provocation. One cannot give a comfortable family life due to his affectionate relation with wife and children. Self-realization is obstructed by such undue affection for family. And anyone who is not able to forget such relation is called undisturbed or dhira. This is, however, the path of renunciation based on a frustrated life. But stabilization of such renunciation is possible only by association with bona fide saints and self-realized souls, by which one can be engaged in the loving devotional service of the Lord. Sincere surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord is possible by awakening the transcendental sense of service This is made possible by association with pure devotees of the Lord. Dhritarashtra was lucky enough to have a brother whose very association was a source of liberation for this frustrated life. That is the purpose.
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रसारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशताने
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासि गौरव प्रसन्न हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
He is called undeserved, who goes in unknown to remote place and free from all obligations, quits his mental body when it becomes useless.
Thank you all very much for making yourself time to come to Jagannath Mandir and
hear and share the nectar of Srila Prabhupada's purpose and preachers. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned how the person should act when he is old enough and good for nothing. And also, it's kind of burden to others. The Prabhupada says, Bhagavatam says, one person should just go in a remote place without knowing anybody else and give up the body. It's very difficult. But Prabhupada has given a very nice process which will help us by being in this material world in the midst of all calamities, disturbance, problems, everything. Chant, have prasadam, serve the Lord, serve Vaishnavas, read scriptures and enjoy preaching, not material. That's very important. Here the great Gaurava Vaishnava Acharya Srinivasananda Thakur says, I have wasted my life having obtained human body. Narottam Das claims that he has wasted his life. He is a very great elevated Vaishnava. If we compare ourselves to Narottam Das Thakur, probably we are not yet qualified to utter his name, but with the mercy of Vaishnava, Acharya, the Parampara, Prabhupada has blessed all of us to chant, hear, glorify, and enjoy spiritually. That's very important. Because people in the material world have a lot of problems. And they feel, with all the problems, it's very difficult to concentrate on spiritual life or have time to come to temple or serve and think. That's not a fact. We spend so much of time, all our needs, all our interests, all our desires. In fact, people spend so much of time waiting, standing in the queue any time to get a ticket for cricket, a movie, or sometimes you want to have food in your restaurant. They have to wait for such a long time. Here there is nothing. You just come, have darshan, get the mercy. But still, people are reluctant because of the anarthas they have with them. It's been a carried over for lives, many lives. It's very difficult. At the same time, when you get the association of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, and then listen to them or come with them, you get great mercy. And that's how a person should get benefit. A person who is in trouble has to get help from who is comfortable or who is qualified to help. Many times people hesitate to get help. That's a disease of material life. We do not want to claim that we have disease. We want to pose ourselves as being healthy, comfortable without any problems. But problems come. This material world is full of this Kalayam and Shashvatam. And the qualities of material life is Janma, Mrityu, Jaravyadhi. Nobody can escape these four conditions.
And here Prabhupada mentions about the one who is Mahira. Mahira is the one who is not disturbed. It's not that Dhira means it's not that you're going to be balanced when everything is fine. Dhira is balanced, like Sita Pradna. When there is many problems, and Prabhupada says here, Dhira means one who is not disturbed even when there is sufficient provocation. Provocation means the environment is not congenial to what should be done in the path of spiritual life or devotional service. But still, you're supposed to maintain your standards irrespective of all the situations. That's called Dhira. When everything is comfortable, people are happy. People cheer up, people say, hi, how are you? Hare Krishna. But when there is trouble, the face is grim. It's as though everything is fallen apart. But that's not fact, because it's like sun coming in the morning, setting in the evening. The problems of life and the enjoyment of life are rolling apart. Like problems come, then goes away and there is enjoyment. You think, oh, all problems are gone, enjoyment has come. But then, just before the enjoyment is gone, there's a big, bigger problem coming. It's very difficult to just balance problems and enjoyment. But the best thing is to surrender to the Lord and serve Vaishnavas. Because Vaishnavas have the capacity to bless everyone and anyone they wish, so that they can get free and they can get mercy to serve Vaishnavas, to get the mercy of the Lord, and become free from all the problems of life. People may say, I have sufficient wealth, family is comfortable, have sufficient property, so what the need? But then, nobody can escape death, disease, old age. I'm sure all of us here were kids sometimes, like babies, became boys or girls, and then youth, middle age, old age. And you see many passing away. We don't have the same body who existed before. It's because we are controlled. We are not the controller. The Supreme Lord is Ishvara. Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. The Lord is the controller and we are controlled. And here we see so many people trying to control and they get trapped and controlled. That's a very dangerous situation. And for example, we've seen the recent elections. People want to control everybody by getting more votes. But then again, they're controlled by nature. We've seen so many people changing the position because they don't accept the Supreme Lord. They want to be material lords without accepting Krishna and the Supreme Lord. And that's where the problem lies. Have all your comforts, all your situations came, but bring Krishna in your life, things will start becoming wonderful. Because Krishna comes and blesses, he takes all the problems and gives all the solutions to you. And people many times are afraid of coming to temple or getting into spiritual life because they feel they may lose their enjoyment or comforts. And people may ask a lot of money for building temples or seva or whatever. But then, that's not the real fact. It's the Lord's mercy, everybody has the comfort. The Lord's property. Anyone who is not serving the Lord, just utilizing the Lord's property for his personal or material usage or comfort, is a thief. It's very scriptures. He's a thief. One who just enjoys materially and never serves the Lord wise enough and shares the comfort, the mercy the Lord has given for Lord's service. Again, people may get offended by saying this, but this is a fact and this is so difficult, it's not my thing. So I'm quite confident of telling it because I have no authority on it because the scriptures are there supporting everything. And one who sits here on the Vyasasana is supposed to speak what the scriptures say, what the Guru and the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. The three triangular references we have to speak authoritatively. We are not qualified. Prabhupada says, even Srila Rupa Goswami, who wrote Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, said, I am not qualified to write the Bhakti Rasam Sindhu. I sincerely beg the Parampara, the Acharyas, to bless me so that I can do something to serve the Supreme Lord. And Rupa Goswami, Srila Narottam Das Thakur are great Vaishnavas. They've been blessed by the Lord. But they feel so humble because they know what the actual fact. Many of us see what we have is real, but then it's all imaginary. This goes a bit. It's all dukkhaya mashashya. How much ever you try, you get pains, you are disturbed. And whatever you do, everything is impermanent. Nothing is permanent here. The soul and the super soul, the parvatma, that's permanent. And the relation between the soul and super soul is permanent. So always we need to catch hold of or get a mercy or get a catch, get association of that person who is permanent, and we in turn become permanent by getting the mercy of serving the permanent. The Prabhupada also mentions how Dhritarashtra was blind by birth and also was blind to his conscious ones, was too attached to material possessions, to his son's kingdom. Even though it was not the right of Duryodhana to rule the kingdom, he had many plots to kill the Pandavas and get Duryodhana in place. And everything was spoiled at the end by Krishna's mercy. Because anybody who walks on the path of irreligion, adharma, may be vanished. Sarva jaman parityajamam ekam sharanam varya dham tam sarvapapyevya moksha samajajam. Krishna says, abandon all irreligion and accept the religion path. Religious part. And then everybody is benefited by it. The whole society is benefited. They are benefited. And by the mercy, the next generation will be benefited. And here Prabhupada says, Dhritarashtra was lucky enough to have a brother like Yudhara, who was very elevated as a great Vaishnava, great yogi of Lord Krishna. And he helped Dhritarashtra to get liberated from this frustrated life. Dhritarashtra was leading a horrible life in spite of being taken off of everything. He lost his kingdom, lost his children, everything, but still he was very attached to the kingdom. And here it's mentioned that he was almost like a family dog. And he used, because Bhima gave his two important sons, Duryodhana and Vishasana. So it is told like he was taking the arms of Bhima. So, we should be very careful what we do. We should accept the mercy of the Lord, serve Vaishnavas, get the mercy, and then we get the mercy of serving Vaishnavas, get pure, and get the mercy of the Lord, which is very, very important for everyone. So, the time I did it, I should stop here. I have one or two questions, or comments, any concerns, or anything you wish to share, or any offenses or mistakes by any means, let me know so that I can also correct myself and improve. And that's it. I just know. This is a very common thing. Like, what the question was like, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam help us, guide us, be on the good path. And then, but the situations, the material comforts, make us get attached. So, how to get over this attachment? How to come out of this attachment? The best way to get out of an attachment of something is to get attached to something higher. For example, a child wants a toy, and the best way to, suppose say the toy is not available at the point of time, suppose say the child is with you in the temple, but a child wants a toy. It's very difficult because there are no toys in the temple with you at that moment. Then take the, anything to do? Okay. The best way to do that, or pacify, or please baby, or try is to make the child pleading by something else, by which the child can ignore or forget the toy. And if you just say, within the Bhagavatam, how we're studying, it's very difficult. Even for us, many times, for sometimes we are lazy, sometimes we are busy, sometimes we are sitting physically, but consciousness is somewhere else, because there are so many problems. And the child is young and it's not, of course there are many kids who are very qualified, it's not age is not the qualification, but then the consciousness is the qualification. what you have done in these past lives, like Purvaja and Sukriti. So you give something which is available. Say for example, you give, the common thing is like a cell phone. So you just take, and then you can listen to Bhagavatam. You don't have to quit the temple or go out. And then you keep your cell phone for a couple of moments, and then you deviate the mind of the child so that it doesn't bother you asking for a thought. You just take the cell phone, play for some time, and maybe it just gives you returns within a few seconds or minutes. And you pacify it. The same way, when you have problems, or when you have attachment to something that's not helpful for the spiritual life, we need to beg the Lord, beg the Vaishnavas to create some situation and get attached to something higher, higher consciousness. Prabhupada says, get attached to something higher so that you don't bother or think about the Lord. For example, I might be very much fond of eating rasgullas, which is available in the sea on the market. Yes, it's sweet, but still, it doesn't help my consciousness to remain spiritual. Because that's good for somebody with business mentality, just to sell, get more money, or maybe it's not even of a good quality, you will not know. So the same thing, come to temple, have prasadam, we also do rasgullas here, maybe even higher paid sweets. Prabhupada has mentioned in the book Higher Taste. So there are rasgullas of many sweets, especially these corn sweet rice, it's very, very delicious. I think there's nothing compared which is cooked with rice, milk, condensed milk, and sugar, and the rice and some of this. I think, suppose, if you're walking my time, I think maybe many of you. Like that, so when you have problems, try to, you cannot just ignore, because material life will not allow you to run away. If you try to run away from a smaller problem, you get attached to a bigger problem, or you get trapped in a bigger problem. So be very, very careful. You should not imitate somebody who has renounced or elevated. And that's very important again. So we see so many wise masters, chaplain, very dedicated. You may think we will also become like that by just wearing chaplain or shaving our heads and having chaplain in hand. That's not fact. Unless you clean our mind, get rid of anathas, it's very, very difficult to just get attached to the holy name or the scriptures or spiritual life. So that's one thing you can try. Also, try to evaluate yourself. What is that's making you not to get attached or deviating you from spiritual life? And by that, you can, in case you're still not able, you can consult senior Vaishnavas here. There are many senior Vaishnavas, and they can definitely help you to come out. But then, if there's some situation, for example, if there's so many devotees who make some business, that's not recommended in chapters. For example, many sell, they may have this bar and restaurant. But then, somehow they get attached to Krishna by Vaishnava Bhakti, but then bread and butter or their life runs through bar and restaurant. They cannot view it. Yes, because it's very difficult to just shut down the business and just say, Krishna took care of me. It's very difficult. It's a very dangerous situation, at least in the material world. In spiritual, yes. People don't bother because they know Krishna is the caretaker. Krishna will bless them. Krishna will support every situation here. We are here because we have doubt whether Krishna will really help us or not. When you build the door, we don't build the door with full heart. That's a fact. How do you build your the door for something? Maybe even for a simple thing. Krishna, I want to be happy tomorrow, full heartedly. You don't need to pray today. I'm not sure if I can be happy. Looking at the Supreme Lord begging for something, you're sure you're going to give. Why do you have the doubt? When you have the doubt, you will never be happy. You will never be happy. Because even before begging, you doubt the authority of the Lord. He can give anything he wants, provided you do it sincerely. We have trouble because you don't pray sincerely to solve the problems. And we have so many conditions. Krishna, I will definitely do this favor for you, provided you give me this. This is what makes us get stuck. That's why it is a dangerous situation. For example, a person who is running on the street is very comfortable wearing his shoes. Same thing, ask him to run in a muddy place. He's trying his hard to run, but then his legs get stuck. He seems he's loading his energy, trying so hard, but still he's stuck. Because the situation is like that. we are trying to fight against Maya, who is very, very powerful in the Krishna energy, and trying to serve the Lord also, holding Maya Devi very hardly, very, very powerfully. It's very dangerous. You either have to serve Lord or serve Maya. There is no other situation. No other option also. Lord says, you don't serve me, you will serve Maya. The amount of surrender you give to the Lord, that amount of, to the degree of that extent, you can get rid of Maya. Say, for example, you are serving the Lord 10%, you are giving Maya 10%, so you get stuck 90% of Maya. You are serving 50% of the time or consciousness to Krishna, still 50% is stuck with Maya Devi. So, that's it. So, any problem you have, always we need to evaluate, because all of us here are intelligent, and that's the reason we are here. You know, something is wrong here. It's not that we just are. There's a place here where somebody speaks something, and after that there is some aarti. Somebody gives a prasad and mokya, let me go and spend some time. But most of us are not getting just like that here. We have so many wonderful activities to be done, and many more precious things can be done, but still you come here because this is a wonderful place. The most merciful place, because the Lord is beautiful, Jagannath is here to give mercy. And that's the reason you're here, because you can have darshan, you can hear about the Lord, and then aarti, do kirtan, do some seva, have prasad, and talk to devotees about the Lord, or pass in the Vaishnavas, which will inspire you and help you. And that's the way to go about. So definitely, when you have problems, evaluate yourself, try to get on, or get attached to the higher conscious activity or object that will help you to get rid of material problems or attachments. You can talk with them, and you can also ask many senior Vaishnavas who can definitely give more suggestions and advice. So, what is the last question? Please. Yeah, very much. But then,
then you are waiting, then you are not believing God.
That's a small question. May I know your name? Maybe what do you do? Computers. So, if I say today, don't take serious understanding. This is instant. As you said, question. Today, you have a lot of service in temple. Computer service. Please come to give you prasadam, the small place behind. Can you join now? No obligation. Vada Krishna Prabhu, this is service. Not everybody can do this. The very peace, because the consciousness is the very high level. Not contradicting. It's not different. Yeah. But then, not shining the middle, it's not because there is white. See, his life is running because of yes. 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 But the situation currently, what he is, from the, for example, this one, not contradicting. The person has to decide. And then it's not so easy, I'm telling you. It's not impossible, it's not easy. For you, you accept because you're in higher consciousness. But for the person, you know, that's true. There's some comments here.
Good question, thank you. What I want to say is that as far as regulative principles, four regulative principles are concerned, the Prabhupada makes it abundantly clear, and also the scripture makes it abundantly emphatic, very clear, that there can be no negotiation or adjustment. One has to abandon sinful activities immediately. If one is not abandoning, like you rightly said, or like he is rightly trying to point out, it's actually a reflection on one's lack of faith, maybe one's lack of faith in Krishna, one's lack of faith in scripture. But the scriptural recommendation on this issue there is no discussion at all. It's just that these are grossly sinful activities and they have to be stopped immediately. Now, whether someone does it or does not do it, I mean, this whole world today, there's so many people who are doing these, indulging in these activities which are prohibited in the scripture. But that may be their unfortunate situation. Very rare cases, some people are indulging in such activities out of ignorance. But by and large, out of lack of faith in the law of karma or the Lord or anything of that nature. So when we are dealing with people like that, who have no faith, and to whom you present this philosophy, the choice we have is to slowly reform them. Now this is true for me also. I was not born a saint. I was an advocate. Probably I am still. But you would have gave me a chance to reform myself slowly. Like a dog that first went to the vet. If you can look at the kind of people he preached to, he took his time in presenting. So all that I'm saying is you have to understand, that's your goal. The goal is to get these people to stop sinful activities and take them on that path so they also reach the goal. Now, you demand or expect that the day you say this, they will stop doing. May not always happen in Kaliyuga. I said we are talking about something called kind of autocratic imposition. Developing love for Krishna is not an autocratic imposition. One has to, it has to be cultivated, nurtured. So the first step is, of course, to free yourself from sinful activity. But given the situation that we are in Kaliyuga, it is not possible to expect that everybody will cure. So give him time, preach to him, work on him, give him books, give him association. Then there are chances that every intelligent, sensitive human being will reform. Like all of us have reformed. Like all of us are continuing to be reformed by association with Prabhupada. So, in one sense, what you're saying is right. In another sense, what he's saying also is right. He's saying, take the preacher's perspective. Don't abandon him. Don't go to him and say, right now, this moment, stop. No. Prabhupada was never like that. So, which is why there is a whole, preaching is an extremely challenging, adventurous, activity. Because you know what the goal is. That man may not know. You're just getting friends with him. You're bringing him prasadam. You're bringing him to the temple. And preparing him to a point where you can actually enforce that. And say, listen, this is sinful. Now you bloody well stop. Preparing everybody to a point where he can't 15 rounds without fail is also such a challenge. Preparing everybody to a point where he actually willing to join the ashram is also a challenge. So we're going to expand the ashram, so I remember you. So preaching is there. It's a process. So it's not that the moment is, let's say he gives up his sinful activity of shop. It's not the end of the story. His spiritual life begins. For him to reach the level where he's accepted as a devotee, developing devotion is also a process. So in Kali Yuga, changes happen generally speaking in small incremental steps. Of course there are rare souls. I've met so many devotees. The day they met Prabhupada, the day they got a book, they started chanting 16 dogs and abandoned all things in the activity. Such cases are also there. That is simply the inconceivable mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Inconceivable mercy. But that's a rare, that those cases are rare. But rest of them, little by little, slowly, that's how the transformation will happen. Is that clear? So, which is why preaching is an extremely exciting process. Generally, transformation happens in the mind.
Okay. Let me ask any comments, any questions from Mr. Playfair. Is the audiovisual or just push? Audiovisual presentation, yes, or please ask.
Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. I think the best way to put it is